A shake-up of the Health Star ratings for packaged foods could be on the horizon for Australia. The food standards regulator, FSANS, is weighing up whether all our packaged foods should display a star rating out of 5. The authority covers both Australia and New Zealand, with ministers from both countries saying they want the star rating system to be compulsory. So how does the current system work? Health star ratings between half a star and 5 stars are assigned to products by their manufacturers. The rating factors in nutritional information similar to what's displayed on the back of packaging, like energy, protein, fat, and sugar. It's aimed at letting shoppers quickly compare the health value of similar products at the supermarket. So far, it's been a voluntary system. Dr. Alexandra Jones is from the George Institute for Global Health, which has been monitoring the Health Star rating for 12 years. She says the system should be compulsory.
Probably unsurprisingly, in a voluntary system, companies that get a high score have been more likely to put it on, but thousands of products that score half or 1 star are simply concealing that information from consumers.
Industry uptake of the system sits around 36%. And George Institute research estimates only 16% of the least healthy foods display a star rating. Dr. Jones says there's a clear conflict of interest in manufacturers being able to choose whether they display the rating.
In mandating, you make it very clear that this is a government-led public health tool. It is no longer to be used as just a marketing tool by the food industry, and we are going to get serious on making this better and more transparent tool for consumers.
Dr. Duncan Craig is from the Australian Food and Grocery Council, which represents manufacturers and suppliers. He says the industry's happy with the voluntary system and has flagged updated packaging as a big cost barrier.
Label changes are really, really complicated. They could have over 200 different product. Each of those require, you know, really detailed assessments across their product portfolio. So that comes at really significant cost.
Dr. Craig is also sceptical of a new proposal to factor in how food is processed as part of its Health Star rating.
There's many processed foods that provide essential nutrients. Incorporating level of processing would negatively impact many nutritious products, things like whole grain bread or various yogurts. These are foods that are recommended in dietary guidelines.
The Australian Medical Association has also weighed in, saying the Health Star system should be free of industry interference. It's calling for decisive action from government so Australians can make informed, healthy choices at the supermarket. Public consultation is underway around possible changes, with a decision to be made as soon as 2027.